The Killing Files by Nikki Owen. Narrated by Yolanda Kettle.
Chapter 1. Undisclosed Confinement Location. Present Day. The room is dark. Damp. I cannot see properly. I have been caught. That much I know. But I am unsure by whom. The Project? MI5? Someone else. I don't know how I got here. I don't know how I'm going to escape. I lift my head, but it feels heavy. A loaded sack filled with potatoes. I inch it back. My breathing is hot. The air a woolen blanket on my face, thick and scratchy. And as my sight begins to adjust to the dark, slowly, like a curtain being lifted on a stage, I start to see small slivers of solid items. Where am I? A room. I think that is what this is, but I am unsure. Then what? A cell? Prison confinement again. But I was found innocent. I am free, I tell myself. I am not guilty, have not killed anyone. Yet even when I say the words to myself, for some reason, they don't seem right. Instead feel out of place, a code reassembled in the middle. One breath. Two. My eyes begin to adjust to the gloom and my sight registers small globules of shapes. The corner of a wall. The shard of a window. Snapshots only of a whole picture. There is a seat of some sort. A table, perhaps. But beyond that, nothing. The air is too black for me to take an inventory. The atmosphere sticky tar turning all the soft daylight into hot, putrid night, as adrenaline starts to spurt out into my blood, creating short, sharp alerts. I am not safe here. It is then I hear it. The rustle of movement. Who is there? My voice clicks with a cotton bud dryness. And I wonder how long it is since I last drank water as my brain rapidly attempts to calculate timings and bearings and any scrap of geolocation memory it can cling on to. Who is there? I repeat. Yet there is no answer. Only darkness. A worry rises inside me, but I press it back, not wanting to panic, not wanting to melt down here and now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?